welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, February the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. My name is Anna, and I'm bringing you A Cup of English twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The title of today's podcast is Which Language to Choose? Now, in these podcasts, I will be reading you a paragraph twice, first at normal speed, then I'll go over some detailed grammar notes, and then I'll reread the paragraph for a second time at a slightly slower speed so you can really understand each word and sentence. Okay, let's get started. Over the years, I have collected books and cassettes to learn different languages. I have them lined up on my desk, all in a row: Spanish, French, Chinese, Arabic, and Russian. Unfortunately, I don't speak all of them, only Spanish and French. I learned a little Russian as well, but only a few sentences. I would love to know all of these languages, but I know that it would take me years and years to both study and practice them. I pick up the books sometimes and look at the Chinese and Arabic characters. "Wow," is usually what I say to myself as I look at these beautiful but unrecognizable shapes. So, what are the steps to learning a language? First, decide which one you need to learn. That sounds obvious, but if you're like me, you will want to learn several. Limit yourself, because you need lots of time to learn a language. Perhaps you can plan to listen to 2 podcasts a day, read a paragraph, and practice singing a song. If you did this 5 days a week, you would progress quickly. Memorize some basic conversation sentences. Make a list of the 20 most important verbs and expressions. Read a joke book in that language, perhaps a children's joke book. What do you think? Do you have any suggestions? Is there a better way to learn a language? Personally, I think that the ear is the key. If you hear a language a lot, it will become part of you. And then you must repeat what you hear, to hear yourself speak the language. And finally, you must have fun. Humour, laughter, and silliness can make you relax and remember. Okay, just a few grammar notes today, only 5 in total. Number 1, to line up. To line up is to put something in a line or in a row. You're organizing it in a straight, orderly manner. It can be used for things or people. People can line up and you can line up things. It is similar in meaning to the verb to queue or to queue up, which we use a lot in England, but it's only people who queue up. I suppose you could say that animals queue up, but they don't normally do that. But to line up can be used with both humans and things. A. The child lined up all of his cars in a straight line. The child lined up all of his cars in a straight line. B. We queued up outside the cinema, and the taxis were lined up on the street. We queued up outside the cinema, and the taxis were lined up on the street. 2. To both study and practice. Well, here I want to focus on the use of the word both. It gives a nice sound of fluency in English when it's followed by two things, two verbs, two adjectives, and even two nouns. It's great to use in many occasions. A. He will both run and swim in the race. He will both run and swim in the race. B. She has both intelligence and generosity. She has both intelligence and generosity. C. The bank employees are both unprofessional and slow. The bank employees are both unprofessional and slow. 3. The word unrecognizable. Unrecognizable means that you don't recognize something or that it doesn't seem familiar at all. Let's practice the word. Unrecognizable. 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 Very good. Number 4. To plan to. Well, this little phrase, or verb I should say, is useful when we're talking about the future. Instead of just saying I will or somebody will, you can just say I plan to. A. I plan to travel this summer if I can get plane tickets. I plan to travel this summer if I can get plane tickets. B. He plans to finish his exams and then look for an apprenticeship. He plans to finish his exams and then look for an apprenticeship. Number 5. If you did this, you would progress quickly. Now, this is just an example of a subjunctive with a conditional. We basically use the simple past in the first half of the sentence, and then would plus an infinitive in the second half, but the infinitive doesn't have the word to in front of it. So it's just the word would with the infinitive verb, but no to. A. If you drank this, you would feel better. If you drank this, you would feel better. B. If he read the letter, he would understand. If he read the letter, he would understand. C. If they came early, they would have time to talk. If they came early, they would have time to talk. D. If they invested now, they would make an early profit. If they invested now, they would make an early profit. Okay, very good. I'll read you the paragraph one more time, and I'll try to keep it nice and slow so you can hear all the words and understand as much as possible. Over the years, I have collected books and cassettes to learn different languages. I have them lined up on my desk, all in a row: Spanish, French, Chinese, Arabic, and Russian. Unfortunately, I don't speak all of them. Only Spanish and French. I learned a little Russian as well, but only a few sentences. I would love to know all of these languages, but I know that it would take me years and years to both study and practice them. I pick up the books sometimes and look at the Chinese and Arabic characters. Wow, is usually what I say to myself as I look at these beautiful but unrecognizable shapes. So, what are the steps to learning a language? First, decide which one you need to learn. That sounds obvious, but if you're like me, you will want to learn several. Limit yourself, because you need lots of time to learn a language. Perhaps if you can plan to listen to 2 podcasts a day, read a paragraph, and practice singing a song. If you did this 5 days a week, you would progress quickly. Memorize some basic conversation sentences. Make a list of the 20 most important verbs and expressions. Read a joke book in that language, perhaps a children's joke book. What do you think? Do you have any suggestions? Is there a better way to learn a language? Personally, I think that the ear is the key. If you hear a language a lot, it will become part of you. And then you must repeat what you hear. To hear yourself speak the language. And finally, you must have fun. Humor, laughter, and silliness can make you relax and remember. Okay, wonderful. Well, that's the end of the podcast today. I hope the second reading helps. Remember, if you have questions or comments or suggestions, please don't hesitate and just email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Remember, you're all more than welcome to join my Facebook page, which is Anna from A Cup of English. Well, have a wonderful weekend. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.